The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
We have Laura here to get us into Pardon the Gadfly. So why don't we start off?
All right. Thank you, Janie. So last Friday, Arne Duncan announced a new plan to up the quality of America's teacher training programs. Is he onto something, or has his hubris reached new heights?
I think it could go either way. I think we're pretty far from anything that's, you know, really solid and, you know, detailed. But, you know, I think the plan definitely has some potential. The idea is to, one, kind of hold teacher prep programs accountable for, you know, linking student test scores to their graduates to see whether they're actually producing good teachers, see whether their teachers are getting jobs, that kind of thing. Part of it's, you know, giving money to good students of those prep programs to kind of, you know, give them scholarships, encourage, you know, high performing students to actually go and continue to become teachers. And then part of it is, you know, kind of also supporting historically Black colleges and trying to get more minority teachers into the mix. So, you know, in theory, it all sounds good on paper. What do you think?
So I'm going to be a little anti-Fordham here. I often get really excited when I hear news of different DOE initiatives, different federal initiatives. And, you know, I think, oh, well, that's great policy, smart policy. And then I step back and I put my Fordham hat back on for a minute and I think about how it would get implemented and how it would play out. And so I think on paper and, you know, by the initial buzz, this is fantastic. Ed's trying to move the needle on teacher prep programs, trying to hold them accountable on some level, which has never been done before. And so that's solid. And they're doing it through increased use of data and increased data collection. So increased transparency. That's something that Ed does, you know, pretty well historically. So good work there.
Although that might be the biggest stumbling block is that most states right now have no way to link, you know, their graduates to later student test scores. It's just, it's not possible. So I don't know if this means Duncan's going to, you know, give them a lot of money to really build up those infrastructure programs or what's actually going to happen there.
Well, exactly. So that's the, you know, on paper, you get, you know, your initial response. Oh, fantastic. We're going to change the world on teacher ed school and ed schools. And then you think about it. Well, NCTQ's been trying really hard, has been pushing the boulder up the hill for over a year now, trying to get data on ed schools, and ed schools are non-compliant. They're not excited they're not excited about letting somebody else know how poorly they're probably doing. And so to get, you know, the federal government behind it, maybe that backing might add some weight, might add some clout, but really, you know, it's a nice thing on paper, but Duncan, I want to see more concrete examples of how this is going to play out.
Yeah, I think the two big problems that I see are, one, especially when he's talking about giving, you know, kind of competitive grant-ish money to states for, you know, changing policies. States don't really need that money. A lot of these schools are actually, I mean, the ed schools are actually what's bringing money into their universities and their colleges. And so in that way, you know, to shed more light on how they're doing poorly is not in the interest of states. So I'm not sure how well that's going to work. And then two, how do you account for differences across states? I mean, if teachers from one program are going into one location and it's a lot harder to, you know, teach the students there, or if the market's already saturated and they're just not getting jobs because there are no jobs, you know, how are you going to account for that across the entire nation? And, you know, it just kind of brings up that whole issue of local versus federal and whether the federal government's good at doing this kind of stuff.
I think one final point is the private-public relationship between in ed schools as well. Are this, and I don't think the proposal explicitly said whether it was going to target only public schools in states or if it was going to try to push for states to monitor and to check their private schools.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, a whole nother can of worms. And if you're looking at, you know, the vast majority of schools in the nation being private, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot different from the K-12 system. So